At 6:06, we have rain, fog, mist, 65 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 68 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, new industries will qualify for Oklahoma's Quality Jobs Program starting tomorrow. Deidre Myers with the Oklahoma Commerce Department says the changes are not an expansion of the program, but mere tweaks made necessary as different industries become more profitable and new types of business enter established industries, like manufacturing.
The types of businesses within the manufacturing sector have always been our best wealth-generating companies. However, the type of manufacturing has changed over the past 20 years.
Now, some of the new industries qualifying for incentives are banking and securities, telecommunications carriers, and oil and gas operation supports. Well, Governor Fallon is scheduled to host a meeting in New Mexico to discuss ways to connect education and the workforce. The governor will host an event on Monday as part of her chairmanship of the National Governors Association. Tulsa Tech dedicates a new campus in Sand Springs.
Welcome, everyone, and congratulate this Tulsa Technology.
It's part of the Tech School's effort to reach students in all areas of the county. The Sand Springs campus brings classes to one location. It allows programs to be consolidated into the new building and has room for more students. Sand Springs Tech Campus Director Derek Beller.
We've had four programs at Charles Page High School for the past 8 years. We took over those programs from Sand Springs schools about 8 years ago. And then we moved them over here, plus added four more. So we have a total of 8 programs on campus.
Earlier this week, a new Tulsa Tech campus in Owosso was dedicated. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Public Schools get a $300,000 grant from Bill and Melinda Gates. It'll be used to plan a new teacher development program. Now, the program will be submitted back to the Gates, and the district could be in line for as much as $3 million to implement the plan. Oklahoma's insurance commissioner is urging you to review your homeowner's insurance policy. John Doak says Oklahoma seems to be having more and more earthquakes, but very few Oklahomans have earthquake insurance.
The USGS has reports on average 40 earthquakes per year in Oklahoma since 2009 to 2013. Less than 1% of Oklahomans carry earthquake insurance.
He says it works much like a jewelry or gun rider on your policy. Doug says the time to buy the insurance is not right after a quake because many companies put a moratorium on such riders after a sizable quake. Findings to support allegations of wrongdoing against Osage Nation Principal Chief John D. Red Eagle have been presented. The allegations came in a report by an Osage Congress committee. It recommended his removal from office. Well, trick-or-treaters will be flooding the streets tonight. The Tulsa Police Department's Leland Ashley shares this important safety tip.
If you're going to be out walking in the neighborhoods, we ask you to use the sidewalks. Of course, we know there's many neighborhoods that do not have sidewalks. We ask you to walk facing traffic and closest to the curb as possible.
Officer Ashley says children should always trick-or-treat with an adult, and he says use crosswalks and corners and definitely use the crosswalks and traffic signals if they're available. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then slowly clearing. A high today of 68, which is normal for this time of year. Tonight it'll be clear and mild at trick-or-treat time. Partly clear and 60 will be the temperature. Overnight low tonight will be 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and 69. National Weather Service radar showing showers to the east of Tulsa and another round of rain off to our west. Right now, rain, fog, mist, and 65 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.